So we're here. First of all, how about everybody introduce themselves?
Okay, I'm Fred from Canada, and it's a pleasure to be here.
Hello, I'm Ekaterina. I'm from Mexico, and I'm also very glad to be here.
Well, thanks, guys. And then I'm Todd. I'm from the US. Now, for the listeners, we all live really close to each other. And we live in a neighborhood where I guess all of our houses are probably within 2 or 3 minutes of each other
Very
walking.
close.
So we thought we would talk about the neighborhood. And the first topic is it would be the stray cats.
Which are also our neighbors.
Right. First of all, how many stray cats do you think there are in the neighborhood?
Oh, at least at night, you see them all together, especially in one corner. And I see at least about six cats, at least,
Right.
all together.
Oh, I would say much more than that.
Yeah, I would too, actually. How many do you think there are?
I would go for maybe 20 of those around the neighborhood.
But this is just one corner.
Okay, just one corner. So
Right.
multiplied by 4 or 5 corners, yeah, 20, 25 cats.
Okay, so then what do you guys think about the cats? Like, should something be done about the cats? Should the people feed the cats?
I think especially for a lot of the old elderly people that live here, I think for them it's very nice to have the cats around and they feed them. And I think as long as they don't go into the trash, I think it's okay. But for me, I haven't seen any trash,
Right.
and I don't think it would be a problem.
Well, you know, they break into my house. I don't know if they break into yours, but they're amazing. If I don't lock the windows, the sliding glass doors, they pull the door open with their paw and they come in and they look through my trash and then they leave.
Those are very clever cats.
Yeah, I thought it was a raccoon. I thought I had a raccoon and I went and talked to my landlady. She's like, "No, that's just the cats."
I think you were just not feeding them.
Well, yeah, I guess that's it. Like they're so hungry that they break into people's houses for food.
Okay, I don't have that problem. I live on the third floor.
Oh, really?
So maybe that's why.
Right.
I don't have that problem either, although I do live in a house similar to yours, Todd, where we live on the first floor. And there is a lot of stray cats around my neighborhood, but I've never had any problems of them breaking into the house.
Yeah, I don't know. They're pretty amazing. Like, I did not even know that cats can break into a house, but they can.
Very smart cats.
Yeah, or very hungry cats, if you said.
Or
So,
friendly cats, they want to visit.
yeah, right.